If you are headed to the airport, here's a question you'll likely ask. What's the weather going to be like? When we want an answer, many of us turn to our local TV weather forecaster. But if you want to know about the bigger picture, like how climate change is disrupting your weather, well, your TV meteorologist has generally not been the go-to person. But that's starting to change. The world's Carolyn Beeler recently met with a pioneering TV weatherman who saw Miami through this fall's intense storm season.
You are about to witness one of the worst hurricanes in the history of this country.
It's early September. Hurricane Irma is barreling toward Miami. And meteorologist John Morales is on the local NBC station standing in front of angry red weather graphics.
That means you'll have a 7 to 10 foot storm surge. You'll have flattening winds wiping everything out.
There's no hysteria, no hype. In his pinstripe suit and neat gray hair, Morales just tells South Florida it better prepare.
You know, I don't usually get this way, folks. You know I don't, but my level of alarm is about as through the roof as you can possibly see it.
Morales sounds super calm, even when he's talking about his alarm. He told me a couple weeks later in his office that that is on purpose.
Folks out there, trust what I tell them, because I'm a just-the-facts kind of guy that doesn't hype the information beyond what you need to.
It's an approach that's worked for him. Morales has been on TV in Miami for more than 25 years, first for Spanish-language networks Univision and Telemundo, and now for the local NBC affiliate. And he's used the trust that he's cultivated to broach a topic that many forecasters avoid. Climate change.
So as global warming continues across the world, the days that are prime for breeding for mosquitoes continue to expand. Now, they are trying to reach an agreement to limit global warming to 2 degrees Celsius by the number of nuisance flood days has increased so much in communities like, for example, Key West, Florida.
Not a week goes by that I'm not talking climate on TV.
It makes sense. Who better than your local weather forecaster to explain how climate change is going to affect you? But when Morales started talking about it roughly 20 years ago, he didn't have a lot of company.
10 years ago, there was almost no on-air reporting about climate change.
This is Ed Maybach, head of the Center for Climate Change Communication at George Mason University. Maybach's research shows a big reason why was just time. Weather forecasts are short. Also, forecasters didn't want to alienate management or viewers, and two-thirds didn't think man-made climate change was happening.
In 2009, we tried to track down every TV weathercaster in America who was making an effort to educate his or her viewers about climate change. There were about 2,000 weathercasters. We only found 16.
Since then, the American Meteorological Society has emphatically said climate change is real, and consensus among meteorologists has grown. So, too, has the number of them talking about climate change in forecasts.
As of today, the number is more like 450.
The topic hit John Morales' radar at a White House talk by Al Gore in the 90s. Later, Miami's increased flooding and heat waves got him talking about it on the air.
I'm doing TV in the city of Miami, and this is one of the most vulnerable cities on the entire globe to the effects of global warming.
Morales has always seen keeping his viewers safe and prepared as his main job. So even in a purple state like Florida, this seemed just like the right thing to do.
Telling people about sea level rise, I think, is extremely important, because the more they know about that, the better prepared they're going to be. And whether it means moving or adapting to it, we want people to be able to handle this or leave things in place so that their children and grandchildren can handle it going forward.
Morales' boss, VP of News at NBC's South Florida station, Migdalia Figueroa, says Morales' audience is with him on this.
When he's telling the audience, you have to evacuate, you have to move now, or don't pay attention to other media because everything's going to be fine. People trust him because he has a good heart and he means well.
And do you think that also translates into his messages about climate change and science? They also trust him on that?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I think he goes through all this because he cares.
But there are times when Morales leaves the science and even his professional veneer behind. Just a few weeks after Irma largely spared Miami, disaster struck close to home. Morales grew up in Puerto Rico, so when Hurricane Maria took aim for the island, he took to Facebook and Twitter to post warnings and forecasts to his followers there.
Hola, buenas tardes en Puerto Rico.
He starts to tear up as he tells people how to prepare for the storm and sends his love to his family on the island.
Saludos a mi familia, a mi mamá, a mis primos, a mis tías, a todo el mundo en Puerto Rico.
I don't have just cousins in Puerto Rico. I've got my mother in Puerto Rico. So I would describe that video as the most emotional moment of my communications career.
2 weeks later, he posted another happier video. This one's of him back in Puerto Rico. It shows him walking around a corner to see his mother, whose voice he hadn't heard since Hurricane Maria. He jumps up and down, hugs her, and laughs a laugh of joyful relief. For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Miami.